Imagine a day like any other turned into a nightmare. This is the story of Ildikó Krajniak, who met a tragic end on a seemingly ordinary day in 2018. Ildikó Krajniak, a vibrant woman of Hungarian descent, was a beacon of light in the lives of many. She was born and raised in Hungary, a country known for its rich culture and history. As a young woman, she moved to the United States, the land of dreams, where she carved out a life for herself. Ildikó was a woman of many talents, but her passion lay in making others feel beautiful. She was a seasoned esthetician, a professional who specializes in the beautification of the skin. Over the years, she had built a loyal clientele at her Aliso Viejo Day Spa, a place where she brought comfort and relaxation to those seeking a momentary escape from the stresses of life. May 15, 2018, began like any other day for Ildikó. She woke up, got ready, and set off for her spa, ready to bring a bit of joy to her clients. The sun was shining, and the air was filled with the promise of a new day. As she stepped into her spa, she was blissfully unaware of the horror that awaited her. In the midst of what should have been an ordinary day, a homemade bomb exploded in her day spa. In an instant, the place that had been a sanctuary of relaxation and beauty was transformed into a scene of chaos and destruction. The explosion claimed the life of Ildikó and critically injured a mother and daughter who were present at the spa. Ildikó's life was abruptly ended in a senseless act of violence. She was a woman who devoted her life to enhancing the beauty of others, yet she fell victim to an act so ugly it defies comprehension. Little did she know, that day would be her last. A regular day at work turned into a horrifying scene of chaos and destruction. Imagine, if you will, a bustling day spa in Aliso Viejo, California. The year is 2018. The air is filled with the soothing sounds of ambient music and the subtle scent of essential oils. Patrons are expecting nothing more than a day of relaxation and pampering. But the tranquility of this day would be shattered by an act of unthinkable violence. The day started as any other at the spa, with Ildikó Krajniak, the owner, and her staff welcoming clients, setting them up for their treatments, and ensuring their comfort. But amidst the routine and the familiar, a package was delivered. An innocent-looking box that would transform the serene spa into a scene straight out of a crime thriller. When the package was opened, a massive explosion erupted. The peaceful ambiance was replaced by the deafening sound of the blast, the terrifying sight of flames, and the acrid smell of burning materials. The spa was instantly converted into a battlefield, littered with debris and the remnants of the destructive device. In the immediate aftermath of the explosion, panic ensued. Terrified clients and staff ran for the exits. Their day of relaxation turned into a nightmare. The force of the blast was so powerful that it critically injured a mother and daughter who were at the spa that day. But the most tragic casualty was Ildikó Krajniak, the spa owner, who lost her life in the blast that was meant for her. First responders rushed to the scene, their sirens piercing the stillness that followed the explosion. They found a scene of devastation. The spa was unrecognizable, reduced to charred ruins. Amidst the wreckage, they found evidence of a homemade bomb, a chilling testament to the premeditated nature of this act. The community was left reeling. The day spa, once a place of respite and relaxation, had become a grim reminder of the violence that had unfolded. The patrons and staff, who had narrowly escaped with their lives, were traumatized, their sense of safety shattered. And the loss of Ildikó Krajniak, a beloved member of the community, was a wound that would take a long time to heal. In the blink of an eye, lives were shattered, and a life was lost. This bombing was not just an incident. It was a deliberate act of violence that forever changed the lives of those who were unfortunate enough to be present that fateful day. As the dust settled, a quest for answers began. In the aftermath of the bombing, federal authorities swiftly arrived at the scene. The scale and intensity of the incident necessitated their involvement, and the urgency of finding the culprit was palpable. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and local law enforcement joined forces in a united front, pooling their resources and expertise to kickstart the investigation. Initial leads were scarce. With the crime scene engulfed in chaos, investigators had to meticulously comb through the wreckage, searching for any signs that could point them towards the perpetrator. Every piece of debris was a potential clue, every whisper of information a potential lead. The air was thick with anticipation as the investigators delved deeper into the puzzle. As the hours turned into days, the first glimmers of a breakthrough began to emerge. Investigators discovered fragments of wire at the crime scene that seemed out of place, an anomaly amidst the rubble. This seemingly insignificant detail would later prove instrumental in the pursuit of justice. Meanwhile, the authorities were also piecing together the victim's personal life, Ildikó Krajniak's relationships, her acquaintances, her daily routine. Everything was under scrutiny. Investigators were trying to understand if the attack was random or if Ildikó was specifically targeted. They hoped to find a motive that could shed light on the identity of the bomber. The process was painstaking and methodical. Every lead had to be followed. Every potential suspect had to be vetted. The authorities were working against the clock, aware that with each passing moment, the trail was growing colder. Yet, they were determined not to leave any stone unturned. The investigation was not just about solving a crime. It was about seeking justice for Ildikó and ensuring the safety of the community. The authorities were driven by their duty to the public and their commitment to upholding the law. The effort eventually paid off. The fragments of wire found at the scene were matched to wire found in a Long Beach man's home, turning the spotlight onto an unsuspecting figure. The trail was heating up, leading investigators towards a shocking revelation. The search for justice led investigators to a familiar face in Ildikó's life. As the investigation unfolded, a man named Stephen Beal began to emerge from the shadows of Ildikó's past. A resident of Long Beach, Beal was no stranger to Ildikó. Their relationship was not merely an acquaintance but something far deeper, far more personal. They had once been lovers, sharing moments of intimacy and companionship. But like many relationships, theirs had also seen its end. However, the end was not a peaceful resolution, but a bitter fallout. Beal was not just a scorned lover. He was a man with a particularly chilling past. He had been previously convicted of federal counts, including the use of a weapon of mass destruction resulting in death. This dark history painted a grim picture of a man capable of causing great harm. But the question remained, was he capable of murder? As the investigation progressed, the net of suspicion started to close in around Beal. The breakthrough came when evidence found at the bombing scene began to correlate with Beal's possessions. Among the debris of the explosion, investigators found a specific type of wire. This wire was not common. It was a particular kind that matched the wire found in Beal's home. It was as if a silent whisper in the chaos of the crime scene pointed directly towards him. But the evidence wasn't just physical. Beal's motives were equally incriminating. The bombing had occurred after Ildikó had ended their relationship. Could this be a coincidence, or was it a calculated act of revenge? Was it possible that a man, unable to accept the end of a relationship, would resort to such a heinous act? Despite the mounting evidence, Beal maintained his innocence. He claimed to be a victim of circumstances, a man wrongfully accused. But the judge saw him differently. He was viewed as a danger to the public, a man whose actions were not just harmful, but lethal. This perception of him was so grave that the judge imposed a symbolic 30-year sentence in addition to life in prison. The story of Stephen Beal is a chilling reminder of how love can turn into obsession, and obsession into a deadly act of revenge. It raises an unsettling question that we must all ponder. Could a past lover be the architect of such a monstrous act? As the puzzle pieces fell into place, a chilling picture emerged. The evidence against Stephen Beal was starting to mount, painting a grim image of a man driven by revenge and anger. Investigators, meticulously combing through the debris of the bombing, discovered a significant piece of evidence, a piece of wire. This wire was not just any ordinary wire, but one that matched the wire found in Beal's home, a seemingly insignificant detail, yet a crucial link that connected Beal directly to the horrific incident. But the wire was only the beginning. The deeper the investigators delved into Beal's life, the more they discovered about his motivations. It was clear that the end of his relationship with Ildikó Krajniak was a bitter one. The woman he once loved had become, in his eyes, someone he needed to exact revenge upon. The chilling motive behind the crime was slowly coming to light. Additionally, Beal's history of questionable actions added another layer to the growing pile of evidence. He was already facing federal fraud charges related to his late wife's estate. This past transgression painted a picture of a man capable of deceit and manipulation. Then there were the testimonies from those who knew Beal. Friends, family, and acquaintances all provided their accounts of Beal's behavior in the days leading up to the bombing. Their stories, though varied, all pointed to a man who was on edge, agitated, and behaving out of character. The psychological profile that emerged from these accounts was that of a man capable of causing harm. Despite the mounting evidence, Beal maintained his innocence. He claimed that he had nothing to do with the bombing, that he was being framed. But the evidence, the testimonies, and his own past actions told a different story. A story of a man who, fueled by rejection and anger, had committed a heinous act. The evidence was piling up, each piece adding to the horrifying picture of a man who let his anger and resentment override his humanity. The investigators had their suspect. The evidence was compelling, and the motive was clear. The stage was set for a trial that would rock the community of Aliso Viejo. The evidence was overwhelming, leading to a tragic conclusion. In the courtroom, justice waited for Ildiko. The air was thick with anticipation as the trial of Stephen Beal began. The charges against him were as severe as they come. Federal counts including the use of a weapon of mass destruction resulting in death. A chilling reminder of the horrifying incident that took Ildiko Krajniak's life and left two others critically injured. The prosecution presented a powerful case. They painted a picture of a man driven by revenge, unable to accept the end of his relationship with Ildiko. They pointed to the evidence that linked Beal to the crime, the wire found at the bombing scene that matched wire in his home. The defense, on the other hand, maintained Beal's innocence, arguing that the evidence was circumstantial. However, the prosecution's case was compelling. As the trial proceedings unfolded, it became increasingly clear that Beal was the architect of this heinous crime. The jury was faced with a daunting decision, to determine the fate of a man accused of such a horrifying act. After days of intense deliberation, the jury returned with their verdict. Stephen Beal, the man once in love with Ildiko Krajniak, was found guilty. The courtroom fell silent as the weight of the verdict sank in. But it wasn't just a verdict. It was a statement. It was a message to Ildiko, to her loved ones, and to anyone who has ever suffered at the hands of another. Justice will be served. The judge, echoing the sentiments of the jury, described Beal's crimes as chilling. He emphasized Beal's danger to the public and imposed a symbolic 30-year sentence in addition to life in prison. This was a man who had taken a life out of revenge, and now his freedom was being taken from him. But the judge didn't stop there. He also addressed the pending federal fraud charges related to Beal's late wife's estate, a stark reminder that Beal's crimes extended beyond the bombing. As the gavel fell, the courtroom was filled with a palpable sense of relief. Justice had been served. Ildiko Krajniak, although no longer with us, had not been forgotten. Her memory lived on in the hearts of those who loved her, and in the justice that was finally served in her name. A life sentence for a life taken too soon. As the gavel fell, we're left with a haunting question. The dust has settled on the trial of Stephen Beal, and yet the aftershocks of his monstrous act continue to reverberate through the heart of Aliso Viejo. The community, once a portrait of tranquility, is now a canvas streaked with the indelible marks of tragedy. It's a town forever changed, a testament to the devastation one man's vengeance can wreak. The scars are not just physical, but emotional, etched deep into the souls of the survivors and the families left behind. The mother and daughter, critically injured in the blast, now navigate a world forever altered, their lives a stark before and after, demarcated by an act of unfathomable cruelty. The family of Ildiko Krajniak, the woman whose life was extinguished in the brutal blast, grapples with a loss that is impossible to comprehend. A vibrant life, extinguished in an instant, leaving behind a void that no passage of time can ever fill. But it's not just the pain that lingers, it's the questions, the whys and the hows. Why did Beal, fueled by a twisted sense of revenge, choose to end a life rather than let go of a relationship that had run its course? How could a man, once a lover, turn into a murderer? This tragedy has forced us to confront a chilling reality. That revenge, a concept often romanticized in literature and cinema, can manifest in the most horrifying ways in real life. That a spurned lover, blinded by rage and resentment, can transform love into hate, passion into destruction. This case serves as a stark reminder of the potential darkness that can lie beneath the surface of human relationships. It forces us to reflect on the depths some individuals can sink to when love turns sour, when rejection fuels a desire for revenge. But it also compels us to remember the strength of the human spirit, the resilience of a community that refuses to be defined by a single act of violence. It reminds us of the power of unity and the healing that comes with time and shared grief. Why would an ex-lover choose to murder their former partner rather than move on? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and remember to like, subscribe, and share this video.